Welcome to the Sundial Writers' Corner. I'm Dori Nutt, one of the producers of this program that features talented Tennessee Valley wordsmiths reading their works. Today, Rosemary McMahon asks a really important question. Why poetry? This brief essay arose from an email from a friend who now lives in South Alabama and who faithfully reads my blog. He isn't a poet or a literary sort, but he would like us to talk about my work the next time we visit. His email was a complete surprise, the request even more so, because, from my experience, most people don't get too excited about poetry, especially not when our attention is focused on total eclipses, presidential trials, wars around the world, inflation, going to work, doing the laundry, mowing the lawn, streaming Netflix, and sleeping. Who cares about poetry? I do. Why? I earn next to nothing when I get published, most often simply receiving a copy of the journal in which my poem rests while awaiting the handful of people who might read it. When I share a poem on Facebook or my blog, I usually receive a smattering of likes, certainly not enough to build my self-esteem, fortune, or popularity, if those were what I was after. When people ask what I do, and I say that I'm a poet, they usually shift uncomfortably before changing the subject. And yet, I persist, as do my poet companions. It seems to me that there is no more appropriate time for the creation of poetry than right now. This present moment, while our world trembles and smolders, and wars uncurl as one country eats another like a snake swallowing its own tail. Unprecedented, unbelievable, unconscionable have become words as worn out as dingy dish rags. How can a person retain any sense of sanity, much less beauty and meaning? My answer is found in poetry. Poetry becomes the microcosm in the vast macrocosm of endless and often empty words where we flounder to stay afloat. Poetry distills feeling, thought, verbiage, emotion, everything into a still small space. Just as Andrew Marvel describes a summer garden, annihilating all that's made to a green thought in a green shade. From his poem, The Garden. It is the spontaneous overflow of powerful passion, claimed William Wordsworth, shaped so precisely that it can pierce the heart, heal the soul, arouse conviction, shake apathy, offer solace, invite laughter, and yes, even impact the world. If a picture can paint 1,000 words, a handful of words can paint a picture of a moment, an experience, a transcendence, a reality, a tragedy, a miracle. Creating that microcosm is why I read and write and share poetry. I suspect it is also why painters paint, sculptors sculpt, dancers dance, quilters quilt, and musicians make music, joining the company of creators of all sorts. The arts, but especially poetry, help keep me balanced, help keep me human, help keep me spiritual. These days, retaining all three becomes more precious by the moment, and so I write, even today. Today, a poem. Today, a pregnant woman across the world worries about giving birth in the midst of a sniper-laden war zone. I walk past a quince bush birthing blooms in mellow tangerine. Today, another young girl, another young boy, is sold into slavery, trafficking, and driven into the unspeakable. I bend to lift the shy lavender face of a Lenten rose from the dirt and raise it to the sun. Today, the fidgeting rumors of nuclear war whisper over a ruler-straight horizon, while plump pink bulbs like fat red robins perch on a silent magnolia tree. Today, raging rebels overturn poor governments on distant islands, and desperate families seek flight. I notice the purple sapphires crowning the slender silver limbs of the redbud. A Mexican man, trimming trees, stops his work to chat with me as I take my morning walk. He is earning money to go back home next year to the cerulean waters of the Caribbean, while today the vortexes of green-striped hostas begin the unwinding of hope, and the copper-colored dog wags its tail on the other side of the invisible fence.
Sundial contributor Rosemary McMahon is a minister of the North Alabama Presbytery. She enjoys traveling, connecting with friends and family, and writing essays, fiction, and poetry. You can hear Rosemary's essay and poem again by visiting the Sundial podcast on our website, WLRH.org. And we'll be back next Monday morning at 9 with another new episode of the Sundial Writer's Corner here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.